Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Joe Biden, after being sworn in on a cold, breezy day in Washington, D.C., as the nation's 46th president, promised to hit the ground running.
Thank you. Welcome. As my mom would say, God love you all. We got a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do.
Along with a flurry of ceremonial events, a wreath laying at Arlington National Cemetery, where he was joined by three former presidents, a parade, and a presidential escort to the White House, President Biden made good on the promise to get to work. He signed a number of executive measures on the pandemic, the economy, and the environment today. Biden was sworn in without the outgoing president in attendance. Donald Trump left Washington early this morning. Democrats took control of the Senate today following the swearing-in of three new senators. NPR's Kelsey Snell reports Georgia Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock took their oath alongside Alex Padilla, who replaces Vice President Kamala Harris as the junior senator from California.
The Senate is now tied 50-50. Vice President Harris would be the tie-breaking vote, giving Democrats control of the chamber. Newly minted Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has promised to tackle major priorities for Democrats, including climate change and racial injustice. But he also acknowledges that in such a closely divided Senate, Democrats and Republicans will have to work together.
We have no choice but to try to work together every day to reward the faith the American people have placed in us.
Schumer and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell are still working on a power-sharing agreement covering committee assignments and Senate operations. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Washington.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state will run out of its supply of coronavirus vaccine in just 2 or 3 days. As NPR's Sally Herships reports, Cuomo says he's trying to buy the vaccine directly from manufacturers.
Cuomo says neither Pfizer or Moderna are allowed to sell their vaccines directly to a state without special federal approval. He says at 63, he understands the frustration of those waiting for shots.
I'm not eligible. At this rate, I'm not going to be eligible for 8 months because the current eligible population, it's going to take us 7.5 months to get to them.
Healthcare workers, teachers, and those 65 and older remain the priority. Cuomo says New York is expecting another 250,000 doses of the vaccine next week, and he called on President Biden to increase supplies to states immediately. Sally Herships, NPR News.
The Canadian company behind the controversial XL pipeline project says it stopped work on the project ahead of what's expected to be the revoking of the company's permit by President Biden. Biden indicating he planned to revoke that permit on day one of his administration. The 1,700-mile pipeline would carry roughly 800,000 barrels of oil from Canada to Texas. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 257 points. You're listening to NPR. Pope Francis told the new American president he's praying God will guide his efforts to bring reconciliation in the United States. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports the Pope sent the message minutes after Joe Biden was sworn in as the 46th commander-in-chief.
Francis said he hopes President Biden will work toward a society marked by true justice, freedom, and respect for the rights and dignity of every person, especially the poor, the vulnerable, and those with no voice. Under your leadership, he added, may the American people continue to draw strength from the lofty political, ethical, and religious values that have inspired the nation since its founding. The Pope said grave crises facing our human family call for far-sighted and united responses. Meanwhile, the U.S. Catholic Bishops Conference is vowing to continue to fight Biden over policies that the bishops say advance moral evils, such as abortion, contraception, marriage, and gender. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
The arrival of the Bidens and their dogs Major and Champ at the White House this week is a return to a long-standing tradition, namely presidential families and their four-legged friends at Pennsylvania Avenue. Outgoing President Donald Trump was the first president since Andrew Johnson in the 1860s not to share the White House with a family pet. Major, a German Shepherd, has another distinction. He'll be the first rescue dog ever to live at the White House. He was adopted by the Biden family in 2018. Champ, also a German Shepherd, joined the family in 2008. Crude oil futures prices posted modest gains today. Oil up 30 cents a barrel to end the session at $53.28 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.